In late September, Kansas got an unofficial Facebook page with a tongue-in-cheek sense of humor and profanity in its name. The page is called F U, I'm from Kansas, and already has garnered more than 23,000 likes on Facebook. KCUR's Maria Carter talked with the three-person team behind the page, Sarah Matthews, Jacqueline Grenow, and Will Averill, who explained why they started it.
When we first started, it was the theme behind the page was to celebrate sort of Kansas arts and culture, and to kind of get rid of this myth that I think is pervasive about the state, and that the only export culturally that we have is Westboro Baptist Church. And we really wanted to fight that. And the Wizard of Oz, of course. Not that those two are necessarily in the same category. So in the beginning, the posts were very much, I think, more tongue-in-cheek than they are today. Look, we got the world's biggest prairie dog, and look here, it's Big Brutus, a huge steam shovel, and that was fun for a while. But then what we realized fairly early on is that all these places that we were kind of tongue in cheek shouting out had a lot of meaning to people. So it's kind of been interesting. We also delved in on some posts about things that have been invented in Kansas. Including the first prototype of the icy machine. The electric guitar was, if not invented, it was kind of popularized out of Wichita. Pizza Hut and White Castle.
I feel like no one really brags about being from Kansas. Part of it's just Midwestern modesty and just kind of maybe the overall perception of the state out in the wider world. And this sort of runs just like headlong into that.
And I think intentionally so. I think that there's a lot of Kansas pride.
The site itself is based on I had lived in England for about 8 years, and I was shocked and horrified to find that Dorothy had gone before me, and that every time I would get this why are you going to the airport? Why not just click your heels together and get home? and hearing about that, and then there's this one winter where it may have made the news over here. It snowed for about 4 hours, and Heathrow was closed down for about 4 days. I was like, well, we may have Dorothy as one side of this state, but we also know how to handle ourselves in snow. And that sort of inspired a poem that was called F.U., I'm from Kansas. It was, sort of a shot across the bow at this sort of pervasive stereotyping. That was sort of the basis for the website. I think that attitude, because it does get really frustrating, I think, to have that perception follow you everywhere, and especially knowing how many, kind of great people have come out of the state of Kansas, how many great, sort of places there are. And that's sort of one of the main reasons that we kind of started it up.
Do you have any delightful discoveries, people that you're like, wow, they're from Kansas, and that's awesome?
Yes. Well, for me, one of the biggest, I would say, most kind of eye-opening, touching experiences has been from a lot of the military people who have posted or asked us to post photos from their hometown because they're missing their family and they're missing their home. And that, to me, was personally one of the most eye-opening moments, because like Will was saying, it started out as sort of an ironic, hey, we've got the biggest ball of twine, MFers, or whatever. And then you realize that it's so meaningful to some people. And to me, that's when I was like, oh, this is it's different than what we had anticipated, I think, from the beginning.
Are you ever worried that you're going to run out of things to post about Kansas?
I think that was sort of an initial worry, but at this point, no. Honestly, no. We have so many people that contribute to the site, and we have repeated a few things that we really like, or that people seem to really like. We'll repost those, but not because we don't have anything else to talk about. It's just we kind of want to make sure other people see it. But no, I don't think there's any fear of that at this point.
Well, and there's also always new things going on and new things to talk about. And there's so many wonderful small communities all across the state that have interesting stories, interesting histories here. And there's always somebody, it doesn't matter what post we put up. I put up this post one time of a picture I had taken near Natoma, Kansas, and it was just a silhouette of the landscape, rather. And it was nighttime, and there were probably seven or eight people who were like, "That's Natoma." And it was crazy that they actually recognized it. And then they had stories about growing up there or visiting their grandparents.
That was Sarah Matthew, Jacqueline Grinnell, and Will Averill with the Facebook page, FU, I'm from Kansas. They spoke with KCUR's Maria Carter.